Pope Benedict marked the World Day of Peace Monday in St. Peter's Basilica with a Mass for the Solemnity for the Mother of God, after which he recited the Angelus for the crowds in St. Peter's Square. During his Angelus, he greeted the crowds in English.
Today, we recall the wonderful mystery said through Blessed Mary, Virgin and Mother, God has become man. Filled with awe, knowing that the world has been given a Savior, we give thanks to God. Today is also the World Day of Peace. May Mary show us in her Son the way of peace and enlighten our vision so that we may recognize Christ's face in the face of every human person.
Just 2 hours before, he celebrated Mass before a packed St. Peter's Basilica, a congregation which included the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. The Holy Father made special mention of these diplomats during his homily and mentioned that his message for the World Day of Peace, whose theme is the human person, the heart of peace, was sent to government leaders and officials.
La speech che formulo. Dinanzi ai rappresentanti delle nazioni qui presenti è che la comunità internazionale.
He said he hopes that the international community will unite their efforts so that in God's name a world can be built in which the essential rights of man are respected by all. The Holy Father also said that he's convinced that the respect of the person promotes peace, and that in building peace, the foundations are laid for an authentic, integral humanism. He also called peace a gift to invoke with prayer and a task to carry out with untiring courage. The Holy Father made specific mention to the birthplace of Christ, the Holy Land.
Come non volgere lo sguardo ancora una volta alla drammatica situazione che caratterizza proprio quella terra dove nacque Gesù.
He asked, how can we not implore with unceasing prayer that the day of peace arrive there as soon as possible, a day in which the long-term conflict is definitively resolved? At the end of the ceremony, an energized Pope Benedict left the basilica, stopping several times along the way to kiss babies and to greet the many children in attendance, before making his way to his papal apartment for the Angelus. I'm Charles Collins.